אמר רב נחמן המשמור, יסיימם שבו לך לא יתן נכסי אביהם, וזה מעמידן להם אפשוטס, ובואי להם חלק יוחד. But the first record of Mamish from Shad is that how many apotropsim are you married? What does it mean? As Rashi in Talmud Mekoymes, Rashi in Gittin Amidaleh, Yuvonis Dav Samar Zayim says the Bezin is Maimed Lam Apotropis for every Yosem Kotan that there is. There are two Yisayimim Tanim, Bezin's Maimed 2. If there are three Yisayimim Tanim, Bezin's Maimed 3. And the Diyuk, like Rashi, the Rishonim speak out, is the Lashon Uboirim Lahem, the Lashon Rabbit. Mashma, that there's more than one apotropis who's being Boir Lahem Chelik Yofer. The Fizeh, what's the Pshat? Boir Lahem Chelik Yofer. Each apotropis has one yasam, and for his yasam, he's coming to be maimed. What's the best chelik for his yasam? As that's what it means. Bayrelam chelik yah. Each one is doing it. Separate apotropis, and each one is in Tosis and Gittin Lamed Daled brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam differently. That you only maimed one apotropis. Va'oid, he brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam, the apotropis is b'chlal not doing the chalukah. That's not the apotropis' job. What's the apotropis' job? To watch the field, to make sure that no damage happens, no ganavim come, to make sure weeds don't grow. That's his job, is to take care of the field. His job is not chalukah b'chlal. As Mamela, they maimed one apotropis for all the fields together. There's no reason to do it separately. The Chayra, this machloikis, is Tali in a Shayrish Dika machloikis that we're going to see in the Hemshech. What is the apotropis? Rashi learns the apotropis is doing the chalukah. And the Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to see later on, learns Bezdin does the chalukah. What is the apotropis? The apotropis is just a shomer. Bez Hashem, we'll see more in the Hemshech, and we'll get back what the hesber of the machlokes is. That's nekuda number one. How many apotropsim, and what is the apotropis doing? That's the first chelik. V'im igdilu yicholim limchay. Shita Shmuelis. Is when the bezin is maimed lahem apotropis im igdilu yicholim limchos. Rav Nachman didei omar im igdilu ein yicholim limchos dim kein ma koyach bezin yofer. Im ikid dino b'chashe b'mai. Mishum ma koyach bezin yofer. Mimela we will misakin that you can't. Rashi and Gittin says ma koyach bezin yofer means mi din hefker bezin hefker. The mamish mafke de karka. Mukha should work, Abba Hefka Bezin Hefka, Makoyach Bezin Yafa. So this is the Shita of Shmuel. As the Shailus of Chuvis Iran in Simin Ches brings a raya from this Gemara that the Chalukah is done al Yedei Bezdin and not al Yedei the Apotropis. Because if the Chalukah is done al Yedei the Apotropis, what's the Makoyach Bezin Yafa? Hooray, the apotropis didn't do the chalukah. The bezdin didn't do the chalukah. The apotropis did the chalukah. As he says, mavur in our Gemara that says you have makayich bezdin yafe, that bezdin does the chalukah. I'll bring the shayla sechuvas aran that Rashi in Gittin on daf lamed dalid is mavur not that way. Rashi in Gittin lamed dalid says that what's the makoyach bezdin yofer? Because bezdin was memana the apotropis, as the apotropis kilu is working for bezdin, as even though the apotropis is doing the chalukah, but still it's shayach makoyach bezdin yofer. Meaning bezdin appointed him, he's the appointee of bezdin. As even the one who's working for bezdin, he's appointed by bezdin, on that you also say Ma koyach bezdin yofta. Of a time the Shaila Sechuvas Aran on Rashi, that how could you learn that the apotropis is doing the chalukah? Hare, what koyach does he have to do chalukah? Bishleim, if it was a schus, as then he has a koyach to do chalukah. But it's not a schus. The Gemara before said it's liskois amanas lochu. As it's not a schia b'chlal, as how does he have a koyach to do chalukah? As therefore the Shad the Sechubis Aran is choylik, and he learns that enochinami, it's best in doing the chalukah. That's Adkan, the Shaila Sechuvas Aran. L'choyre, this Shaila Sechuvas Aran is a mafteach in the Inyanim. It opens up the Inyanim. What's the machlekes, Rashi and the other Rishonim, if the chaluka is midin from the apotropis or midin bezdin? Rashi l'shitasa in the sugya koidim. Rashi learns like the Ritva, that apotropis is midin schia. And from over here you hear schia and kol ha-toira kula. As therefore Rashi learns that it's midin schia, as if it's midin schia, the apotropis has a koyach to do the chalukah. But Iran l'shitasai, Iran says, being that it's almanas locho, as therefore it's not shayich schia. What are you doing? Because it's birur chalokim. Who could do birur chalokim? Only Bezdin could do birur chalokim, the Iran speaks out. The Ran has to learn that it must be it's midin bezdin the chalukah, and it's not because of the apotropis, because that's what you see. The Bocher Avi Schwartz made a very nice diuk in the Ran that this machloikis, the Rashi in the Ran, is actually based on a girsa change, the girsa they have in our Gemara. When the Gemara asks that how could you say it's Mishum Schia Hachoiva Nami Ika? Our guess of the Gemara is, there's a tzad choiva, choiva nami ika. That's the guess of Rashi in the Ritva. And the Ritva explains the Gemara. It's Be'etzim Eschus, but also choiva nami ika. It's a shaykh to work midin zachim. We pointed out the Ran changes the girsa. The Ran says, v'choiva hi. He takes out the word, nami ika. He's gairus in the Gemara, v'choiva hi. That being the ika de nichalei bahav, ika de nichalei bebeka, that mamish turns it into a choiva. As if he's gairus in the Gemara, v'choiva hi, as that's why the Ran is, it's not a schia. The Gemara calls it a choiva. Very shein a diyot, the samleiv in the Ran, that he changes the gears. As around the shita, so it's a choiva. As what's the koyach of apotropis? Bir chalokim is a din in bezdin. As the chaluk has to be a din in bezdin. The Rashi the shita say that he learns like the Ritva, that it's midin zochim. Is a tzad choiva. As then he can learn the chaluk is midin zchir, and each apotropis does it separately. Each one is zochim la'adam shaloi mifana. Thus is this part of the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. As what comes out? It comes out of Machloikis, Shmuel, and Rav Nachman, if the Yisayimim could make a Mocha. Frag the Shita Lo Naidulami, an interesting question. Frag the Shita Lo Naidulami, Haray, in the Chalukas Ha'aretz, we learned that you couldn't make a mocha, because the Gemara before said, Ika denichalei bahar, and Ika denichalei bibika, and we don't care. We make the Chalukas Ha'aretz anyway. Because that was the memory of Rab. It's liskois, amanas lochu, and that mocha doesn't help. As how could Shmuel come and say, mocha helps? If Mecha helps by Apotropis Shebo'u Lachlok, as why in the Torah couldn't the Yisayimim Ketanim come back and make a Mecha? Harei Rav Gidl Amarav says Mecha doesn't help because they made a Chalukah and they couldn't be Mecha. Azok the Shita Lo Naidu Lami, Achri Zeh Yechidish. He says, Ein Arinami, Shmuel is Choylik. And Shmuel holds that in Chalukis Ha'aretz, the Yisoyimim could have came back, and they could have made a Mecha, and Mevatel Chalukis Ha'aretz. Aye, we don't find they were Mevatel Chalukis Ha'aretz. It was a special Siyata Dishmaya. No one came back and did it. But if they would have done it, they could have been Mevatel Chalukis Ha'aretz. This is the Shita Lo'idai Dilamin. It's a Riza Gechidish. Pashas Chalukis Ha'aretz was finite. It was final. No one could take it back. As the Ritva answers the Shita Lo'idai Dilamin. What does Shmuel do? If Shmuel holds, you could be Moiche. As Im Kain, as why weren't they able to be Moiche in Chalukis Ha'aretz? It could be Moiche and Apotropis. As we finish Chalukis Ha'aretz, as Midin Apotropis, you should be able to be Moiche also. As the Ritva says, there's two kinds of machas. There's a macha of beruchais, and there's a macha of har and bika. A macha of har and bika, that you can't be maicha. Only a macha of ruchais. As everyone holds like a Yidl Amarab, that over there, no one was able to be maicha on har, bika, avadana. The only thing Shmuel says you could be Meicha on is Mecha Beruchas. The Tzarech Bir, what's the Chilek between them? As in order to understand the Ritva, we'll see a little bit more Gemara. Bez Hashem, we'll see a Pshat in the Ritva. The Gemara asks, Mi is Leila Rav Nachman, Im Kein Ma Koyach Bez Din Yachay, Vatanan Shema Dayan Shepushu Shosai Shai Shiru Shos, Mochram Bato, As what's the pshat, yichoylem limchais beruchas? What does it mean? They can decide, this ruach is not good. I don't want my field in the mizrach. I want it in the Marib. I don't want it in Safin. I want it in Darab. What's the Psha? As Rashi over here says the Chiddush. Misha nafaloi chelech bedarim, ama noyach li chelech besafin, shahoysaloi sham sada smuchala, shenafaloi mihi. Rashi says we're talking about a hechatimsa, where he has a field there, and he wants to have his fields together. As that's why he's making a macha. Kum techois, he has a very good hezbeh, because it's harder to get a pile to work on two different fields or on two different places. If the fields are in the same place, it's much easier. You hire one pile and he works on both. That's how the Gemara explains. That's the maila of ruchais. Because the pile, he just works on one long field. It's much easier for him. The Taisis Riha Zaken doesn't add this Hechad Timsa. He just says that he's Moicha Beruchais. What does it mean? He says, I like the Ruach. Oh, yeah, some people like it when it's very sunny in their field, as I like Mizrach. Some people like when it's very shady. I like Marib. Whatever reason. He doesn't say that he has a Schus, a Taina, Al Pi Halacha, that I want my fields to be together. What's the pshat in Rashi? As you could say, Balapatish, Rashi was just saying, why should it make a difference in Ruchais? If you look at the Ritva says over here, there's two kinds of machas that people make. There's certain kinds of machas which he calls preferences. I don't have a real good reason, but it's a personal preference. I like this better. And then there's certain kinds of machas which are machas with a taina. Have a taina al pi halacha, al pi mitzias, that this is better. He says that which the Gemara says that macha helps is only macha with a taina. That I'm coming, I'm saying that this is a maila be'etzem. But when I come with personal preferences, that doesn't work. And what's the hezber? He says very gishmak. When I'm coming with a macha, with a taina, as what am I saying? In essence, I'm saying, this is a chayva. I have a field here.
If I have my two fields together, my poyel, I have to pay $100 a day. If I have two fields separately, I have to pay my poyel $200 a day. Because he's got to walk from field to field, and he's got to pack everything up and do it again. As when a person makes such a mecha, what kind of a mecha is he making? This is a chayva. It's not a schus for me. You're causing me $100 loss. As you're calling me a monetary loss, thus is a chayva. As that kind of a mecha, zikr helps. Because you're saying, it's not a schus. The whole din is midin zochin. Over here I'm saying, it's not a schus for me. You're causing me $100 loss. I have to pay my payel much, much more every day. As it's a chayva. Mash engein bahar ubebika. Over there is not a monetary difference. It's not a hefsid moment. It's a personal preference. Be'etzem, it's a schus. I just have a personal preference. I like this better. As that we say, the Torah was hirchiv the skia, and being that this is the skia of Chalukas Ha'aretz, the Torah said, you can't do personal preference. And even by Yishutvim later, Chalukas Yorshim later on, they also were hirchiv the that you shouldn't be able to make a macha for personal preference. Thus is the finish of the ritual. So Fiza, it's very geschmack why Rashi has to say there's a tois here, there's a taina bidin. There's a taina, I want my field together, I want it to be easy for my poem. And Rashi the Shita said that Rashi learned in the last sugya like the ritva, as a mela, Rashi over here explains the Gemara like the ritva. The Fizeh, the Pshan in the Sugya Koidim that Rashi learns in Zochin, Rashi says two Chidushim. Number one, the Maimed is Apotropis for each one. And number two, in order to be Moicha, you need a Festa Taina to be Oiker, the Schia. This is the what's the word in Rashi. If you learn like the other Rishayinim, as what's the gather of the Mecha here? As let's say, Lefi the Taisis Rosh, Apotropis is Midin Takonis Chachamim. As what's the gather of the Macha? The gather of the Macha is not a Din Macha and Zochin. Hare, it's not a Din Zochin Bechlau. As what is it? Chachas Chazal were Mesakin if the guy wants it. If the guy doesn't want it, Chazal weren't Mesakin. As any time the guy has a preference and he doesn't want it, Chazal didn't make the Takona. As Lafi Taisis, that it's a din derabanan. As Chazal only made the takana when the guy wants it, when the guy doesn't want it. It's not a lumdish of mecha. It's a vort that if I don't want it, Chazal didn't make the takana. Because anyway, according to Taisis in the Rosh, it's not working. We din zachit. It's a takana zachom. Thus is the Gemara. Okay. In Rashi, in Yevamit, on Daf Samach Zayin, Rashi says a gevaldik chiddush. When does the mecha help? When the guy is moicha, berucha, is lefi Shmuel, as when does the mecha help? Rashi says that it only helps mikanu l'haba, and it doesn't help l'mafreya. My nafgemina, yisayimim shebohu lachloi, if yisayimim come to make a chalika, they made the Apotropis made a chaluka, and then later on when the Yisayimim grow up they make a mecha. You don't have to give back all the peiros you ate until then. You can keep all the peiros. When you make a mecha, we'll make a whole new chaluka, but you keep all the peiros until then. Fret Rabbi Chanan in Bamitzia Ois Yud, a very strong question on Rashi in Yevamis. Hare, if the reason why mecha helps is midin zochin, because you're making a mecha and you're saying it's a choiva, hare, if it's a choiva, lemafreya, it's megala milsa, that it always was a choiv. As imken, you should be oikah the schia lemafreya. You should have to give back all the peiros you ate, because when he grows up, he's saying to me, this is a choiv. I have a field there, I want my fields together. As him came, it was never a schus. As you should have to give back all the payers. Bishleim alefi toisvis. The toisvis learns it's a takonis chachamim. Okay, I could have thought. Chazal said it's a takana, and it sticks. Later on, he grows up. Okay, Chazal didn't make you pay the payrus. They said you could keep the payrus until then. But if Rashi l'shitasoi that Rashi learns, the ged of mecha is, you're saying it's not a svuas. L'choyretz oikiret l'mafreya. As why do you keep the payrus until there? This is a very nice shayla from Rebbe Chanon on Rashi. L'choyre, you'll have to learn. Chazal made a takana l'toiva se'inyin, that in order that these apotropsim should work, Chazal said you could keep the payrus until then. That mecha only helps me kanu l'amba. It's a takonis hachamim. Because on them, it'll make chaos. Like he grows up and later on he changes mind, you have to pay him back payrus, as it's a takonis hachamim. B'chayr, that's what you have to learn. It's a chiddush. It's like a chiddush. That's what you have to say in Rashi. Okay.
I can't see
as
a gila, they open his mind and now.
I don't think you could be oikir if the schia was chal. The way you oikir schia is you're saying it's a choifa. Yeah. Mikan is not mikan alaba. Fine. It's not shayat that
much. Maybe it's only comes a choif now because Tom Al Dabitrapas was dealing with it, so he's the one in charge of making it.
Yeah, but it always, Be'etzim was a choif. We're talking about Bizman the sphere, the field was always there, just no one ever was made.
Right, the only reason why it's choif is because it's late. Have two bills together because you have to deal with it now.
If you're right, you wouldn't be able to be like the schir of yesterday today. If the schir was chal already and it just changed later on and it turned into choiv, how could you be like it? It was already chal. That's the problem. Okay. Toiv, das is the gemara. Now let's see the tesis. Yisaimim shebo. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the dafke shebo. As the Rabbeinu Tam makes a deal, Yisaimim Shebo, it's mashma they came. Zog Taisis must be, we only do this when they come. Mitzarech Bir, why do you need Shebo? L'chayra, this should be. Rashi learns it's midin zochin. If it's midin zochin, as why do you need yisaimim shebo? The din of zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav is even if the guy doesn't come and tell you I want it, you could still be zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav. As why should you need shebo? Nira mikan is the Rabbeinu Tam l'shitasai. That Rabbeinu Tam in the hemshech of this taisis is going to say the chalukah was al piyad dibur v'urim v'tumim. It wasn't midin zochin. It's a takonis chachamim. I say, if it's a takonis chachamim, when did the chachamim make a takana? If someone comes and mons, as then Chazal made a takana. But stam to get involved, Bezdin doesn't get involved. Bezdin is not running around to every family and checking what's going on there. If someone comes to Bezdin and says, we got a problem here, as Bezdin gets involved. Up until someone comes, Bezdin doesn't get involved. As being that it's a takonis achamim, therefore Taisus l'shitasai holds, you need yisaimim shebo. That's the first step. Freg de Ritva, when you're maimed apotropis, we're talking about ktanim. Ktanim alav b'nei deya. As if they're la b'nei deya, what do we need them to come for anyway? They're la b'nei deya. Their tfiyah doesn't have a shem tfiyah in dine mominis. As what do we gain? Like the yisaimim are coming. They're ktanim. They're la b'nei deya. In dine mominis, they don't have a swiss tfiyah's momin. Like, what's going on here? Aba oida pam, teisus l'shitasai. Teisus is learning apotropis is a takonis hachamim. It's not a schus in dine mominis. It's a takonis chachamim. The chachamim were only misakin. If someone comes and muns them to get involved, they get involved. But on them, they're not getting involved. So that's the pshat. It's even by ktanim. But when ktanim come and say, we have an issue over here, as Bezdin gets involved to help the ktanim. Because even by ktanim, it's tay shebo. In Taisis,
this taisis is very hard in pshat, how to be maimed the taisis. Taisis goes to two extremes. Meaning, you could have said there's three levels. Pashtus, I would have said there are three levels. One, the Yisoyimim came, they want it. One, the Yisoyimim are passive. The lowest level, 360 degrees, is they don't want it. As L'chayra, level number one, they want it. Level number two, the middle level, they're passive, they don't, nothing. And level number three is that I don't want it. Taisus, when he says it, he goes 360 and he leaves out the middle. He starts, you need Yisoyimim Shebo, but if it's Baal Korchom, you don't do it. What happened to level middle? It's not they're coming, but it's not Baal Korchom. What happened to that middle level? Because when you see Taisus in Gittin, it's much more gishmak, it's much more clear. Taisus, Taka splits it into levels. Taisus says, number one, you can't do it Baal Korchom. And Rabbeinu Tam added, you also need them to come in money. Taisus sets it up much more clear. Number one, for sure you can't do it Baal Korchom. Zokter Rabbeinu Tam, not only you can't do it Baal Korchom, but you also need them to come. Oh, thus is Abitaisis over here, the way he sets it up, he goes from one extreme to the other extreme. Nira in Taisis over here, Pshat is Ba'ayfin, Zendagim Kodom, not on the Pshat, Nira like this. Einachinami, Taisis went to the extremes because Taisis was mistopic what the middle ground is. As Taisis starts off like this, by Ba'u Zichr we make the Chamur. By Baal Korcha Zichr we don't. What's the middle ground that you have to see the Hemshech of Taisis? That's two terutzim in Taisis. As that's the Pshat in Taisis. The Diyak is Yisoyimim Shebo. A Zichr when they're Bo, it works. Baal Korcha Zichr doesn't work. What's the middle ground? That's see the Hemshech of Taisis, and it's going to be two terutzim in Taisis. Efshe, that'll be the kivun why Taisis went to the extremes. Vinishvi. Taisis says, Dafka Shebo, Amamaya Echon Moicha, Ein Lamed Apetropos, Mechalukas Aretz, Ein Lavi Rai. Shama Shom Kama Yoin Gei Shadayim. The Shiloh over here is they didn't be Bo. They're Pariv. You don't know it's about Korcham Midam, they're Pariv. And you see Klar and Taisis in the beginning, Taisis is assuming Pariv, you don't make a Chaluka, you need Shebo. So Taisis, the Shani Hasam, Shayal Pia Dibur, Vahurim, Vitumim. So this Dibur, Urim, Vitumim, it's a different thing. Frek the Malshah and the Malshal, the Gemara learns out the din of Apotropis from Chaluka Sa'aretz. What are you saying? Shani Hasam da Yal Pia Dibo Vurim Bitumim. Hare, the whole din is Nilmad from Hasam. Because how could you say the Gemara is Medamid? How could you say it's different? Because it's Al Pi Urim Bitumim. As they send you to Taisis in Gittin, that says, Eina Medama Lahu Lagamri. Thus is the issue. Shkoyach. How could you be Medamid Bechlal? What's the Teretz? My Kamar. What's Pshat? Amish Sosum, my comma. L'choira, over here, you see in Taisis, like the Taisis Arash. When the Taisis Arash brings this, he adds to it. And he says, over there is anyway an Asmachta. Because it's Al Piadibo V'urim V'tumim. As we're Medamit, B'tur Asmachta. But it's not a Yalfusa. It's not a Xeris Akosi. It's not a Yalfusa. It's an Asmachta V'alma. As anyway, we're not really learning out the halacha, and he says why? Because it's a takanas chachamim. Because we're not really learning out the halacha from there. But the takanas chachamim, the chachamim like to make asmachtes on psukim. As they said, it's similar idea to what you find in the Torah, but not that we're learning it out. It's not a din daraisa, it's a darabono. That's what Taisus means. Eina medama lehu legamri. Once we have the Taisus arash, it's a klara gilui. in what pshat in Tosis is. As this is the Tosis that we said, Tosis is mavur like the Tosis HaRosh. That over there was al pi urim v'tumim the chaluka. That's why it worked. And the Tosis HaRosh says clearly, it has to be that way because they were ketanim. And Tosis Sheet is shchiyah midin shlichus. There's no shchiyah l'ketanim. As it has to be over there, it was different. It was al pi adibur v'urim v'tumim. That's what the Tosis Rosh here. It's a very nice connection. Havon of Tosis, what was the Hechrech? That was Al-Pi Urim V'tum. Frekzach the Shaila. Haray, we have loads of Rishonim that they learn out from this Chaluka to all over. We saw Rashi, we saw the Ritva. They say the Makar of Schia is Nasi Echad. How could you learn it out? Over there was Al-Pi Adibur V'urim V'tumim. It was a special kind of a chaluka. How could you learn it out? What are they going to do with the taina of the Tosis HaRosh and Tosis? Comes the Sita Leinei Lami. He asks the question, and he says a geshmak teretz. Zog the Sita Leinei Lami. That what was al pi adibo v'urim betumim chalukas hashvotim, because that is the ikam mahus of Eretz Yisrael. This is Shevet Ruvain's Chelik, this is Shevet Levi's, I'm sorry, Shevet Shimon, Shevet Yehuda. The Ikam Mahus of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael L'Shvatim, that was Al-Pi Adibur V'Urim V'Tumim. But the Chaluka L'Kol Yochid V'Yochid, that was not Al-Pi Adibur V'Urim V'Tumim. B'chein is Meduyik in Rashi Ala Torah, on this parsha, that the Chalukas HaShvatim was Al-Pi Urim V'Tumim Al-Pi Adibur. Our chaluk is kol yachid v'yachid na, and Asher is talking about the chaluk of kol yachid v'yachid, which was an al pi adibur v'urim v'tumim. Thus is the one mahalach to learn. So you could have other mahalachim to learn. So that's one mahalach. The mamish shtims gevaldik l'shitasa. Tosis holds even the chaluk of kol yachid v'yachid was al pi adibur v'urim v'tumim. How do we know it? Tosis in Bava Kama Peches Amid Beis says that even though Reb Yechanan holds the achin shecholku is lekuches u'machzirin ze leze b'yoyvel, frek Tosis as in chalukas ha'aretz, it should come out that the chaluk are their lekuches. As they should have to be matzal zeb zeb yevel. We don't find chalukas aretz. Everyone's giving back by yevel. So Tosis over there was al pi adibur, al pi urim v'tumim. As over there was different. Tosis is going by chalukas kol yachid v'yachid, and he says al pi adibur v'urim v'tumim. As Tosis l'shitasoi chalukas yachid as al pi adibur v'urim v'tumim, he could be machalik between the chaluka over there and the chaluka over here. Okay, this is the Frektosis. I am one of the Kohen Gadol. There's a Uber that you're making an apotropis for. The first Malach of Tosis is it's a Takana Uber. It's a Miyuchadik Takana Misal Chelkol Bakach. And the second Malach of Tosis is you don't need Shabbol, but you can't do it. That's the Tosis. Okay, that's Tosis number one. Tosis number two, Ubayrin Lem Chelek Yachda. Biloshem Boyrin, Ayimadakdik read, Hainu Beloy Goyro, the Mabrera Shayach Begoyro, Bayimafarish Ain Srichim Goyro. As Chiddish number one, Erebeinu Tam, Loitzarach Goyro. Chiddish number two, you don't even need Shumas Bezde, it's Tali and Apotropis, he makes this Chiddish. Chiddish number three is the Inyan Good or Egod. That he could do it. And the Rabbeinu Tam is choylik on all three chidushim. No, it's dafka begoyro, and you need shumas bezdin, and you can't do good or evil. As there are some greiser talmidei chachamim, velamdanim, that learn there are three separate machloikesim going on here. There's a machloikes in hilchus good v'igul. There's a machloikes in hilchus shuma. And there's a machloikis in Hilchas Goyro. Grad, it happened to be, they argued on three different things at the same time, but it's three totally different machlokes. Amevin Yavin, that's not so gishmak. They have three totally different machlokes, and they all happen to be in his tamin mepundik echad. Yeah, very big doyfe. If you look well at Divrei Tosfos, you'll see that it's all one machlokes that has three nafkaminas in the machlokes, and that's why they argue on all three. The lashon of Tosfos in the Ri is, it's chalukas apotropis, together of the takanas chachamim was, they said, the apotropis ki yesoimim atzmam. What Beis Din did, what was the gedder of the takanas chachamim? They're ktanim, they can't do the job. As we're minded Mr. Apotropis, and we say, Mr. Apotropis, you're b'makom the yesoimim. Whatever you do is ki'ilu the yesoimim are doing it. That's the gedder of the takanas chachamim. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds, Zok the Tosfos Arosh, Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's Chalukas Beis Din, the Loi Chalukas Apotropis. As Lefi Zeh, is doch Gevaldik, all three things are Toloi. If you have an Apotropis, and Apotropis is B'makom the Simim, as what are you doing a Geirul for? Hare, just like every two Yarshim, they don't have to do a Geirul. They could do the chalukah on their own. There's no din goyrel in every chalukah. They do the chalukah on their own. As if the apotropis is b'makom yisaimim, avadi you're not maimed a goyrel. Kind of the Rebbeinu Tam, b'chin tshuchusa lahatal goyrelis. What do you mean? We have the people here. They could do the chalukah themselves. The Rebbeinu Tam learns it's chalukah's Beis Din. As Beis Din, okay, the quickest eitz is goyrel. That's what we do. Do you need Shumas Beis Din or Shumas Apotropis? Whoever's doing the Chalukah makes the Shuma. If the Apotropis is doing the Chalukah, he makes the Shuma. If Beis Din is doing it, they make the Shuma. And the third one, Good a Yigud. Good a Yigud is Mekach u'Memkar b'shas you're doing the Chalukah. If you're a Baal Dovar, you Good a Yigud it. You do Mekach u'Memkar. You handle the Chalukim. You know, you want this whole thing, instead of splitting this in half and this in half, you take this whole thing and I'll take this whole thing. It's better that way. I'll take money and you take this. Oh. As if we're Bali Dvarim, as we handle together, what's the best way for us to have a chalukah? I don't want half and half with you. I don't want to live with you in the same house, in the same room. I'd rather you get this house and I get that house. Good or good? Oh. That's if you're a Baal Dover. A Baal Dover could good or igor it. He could decide to make the chalukah in a different oifen. But if it's a chalukah's Beis Din, there's no Bali Dvarim yet. There's no one to do the good or igor. As Lefizet comes out, versus the machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, it's not a machlokes in Hilchos good or igor. It's not a machlokes in Hilchos goyro. It's a machloikis. What is an apotropis? What is Mr. Apotropis? Tosfos, that's klor meduyik in Tosfos that way. The Tosfos, the real learns, the apotropis is the mechalik. He's m'makom the balidine. And the Rabbeinu Tam is choylik, and the Rabbeinu Tam is learning. No, it's chalukas Beis Din. Yeah, and Tosfos and Gin go so far, the Apotropis is just a shomer. Oh, it's a Chalukas Beis Din. As a Bezei, Avadi goes, whatever dinim you have in Chalukas Beis Din, it doesn't have Chaluka of the Balei Dvarim. As the Fizet comes out, you put the Tosfos Rosh together with the Lashon of Tosfos, and Nivel Gedik Geshmak of Beer, the three Machlokes and the Shailas, what was the gather of the Takanas Chachamim? Did they say the Apotropis is Ben Kain the assignment? Or no, the Beis Din is making the chalukah. And that has three nafkaminas in what kind of a chalukah you make. Okay, that's the Ikar HaSugya. We saw how this sugya is so totally on the last sugya, how you learn what together the sechir is, what together the apotropis is, how you make the chalukah. Mamish a hemshech to the last sugya, whether it's Takanas Chachamim, Schia, Nafkamina, both places. You can mamish learn places, and you can not even chavit connected to the last sugya. You just read it and go weiter. Yeah, it's mamish. Every chelik of places is mukushal to the way he learns apotropis. Rashi learns different. That's a nice sugya. Yeah. Okay. Ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to be goymer to the sugya of Ein Shliach Levar. We also want to be mashlim the yanim of Shlichus. The next sugya is a little bit psychic, so I'll ask the Chaylon to please do it a little quicker, run it well, drop quicker, not to focus, it's a psychic sugya. We want to, before we leave the sugya of Shlichus, and move on to the grace of sugya of Shliach L'Dvar Avraham, mamash Shas sugya. We want to talk about the Lekis tomorrow of the Rambam in the Tour of Nishtata HaMishalach, and the Yisoidus of Shlichus. We want to be mashkin that even tomorrow. As tomorrow, by first Seder, we'll learn until the till Shliach Levar Avera. I'll be the first Chelik of Shir, shorter Chelik. As Hashem, afterwards, we want to speak about the big Machlekes. What's the beer of the Machlekes? By Nishtata, Mishalach, Shliach. What's the Gidrei of Shlichus? The mashkin Binyanim of Shlichus. Before we move on to the next sugya, which is also on the Kushal, to that big shailent Shlichus of Shliach L'Dvar Avraham. But it's a sikum of the last sugya and hakdama to the next.